KTRS, broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fires, talking tips, techniques, and all things barbecue.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
sir. Could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent,
that's not funny. It's rude.
I'll be rich.
Mean to seniors.
Sir, could I trouble you?
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Last night, welcome. First of all, welcome to the August 7th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Last night, I started to watch the Woman Who Wasn't There, the documentary.
Yeah.
And I watched enough of it to realize I don't want to watch all. I want to get to the part where they discover. Where they realize that she's a liar. And I cannot believe that until Colin mentioned it the other day, and then Peon told me about it, that I had never heard the story of this Tanya Head.
I haven't either. I'm with you. And I just watched it.
How did we miss this?
I don't know.
It's a huge story. You know.
Walking Giuliani and Bloomberg.
Well, but not only that, for those who don't know the story, this woman lied about being in the Twin Towers, lied about her husband being in there, and he died, and she made it out, and she lived. And I think a lot of people are embarrassed that nobody ever really bothered, which is pretty easy to do.
Verify, you know.
To see, did she really work in there? And then she actually starts and ran the survivors network for all the other survivors.
Yeah.
And where is she? And how does she even ever go anywhere without people spitting on her? That's what I want to know. I would like.
Isn't she from
Spain? Well, she's Spanish. She,
yeah.
At the time the Twin Towers were taken down, she was in Spain going to school, Barcelona. So she wasn't even here. But she read all the articles, and she knew enough to be real convincing that she made it out of the
tower.
Did
she do it to scam money?
No.
It wasn't a money issue?
There's no money at all.
Really?
It's for attention.
Just for attention. I guess there's really no crime there.
And they think that because they look back on her family, a lot of her family ended up going to jail for...
It's unbelievable. I just don't know how I missed this story. So I watched enough of it to get to the part... And I don't blame the one woman. She said, you know, hate. I know it's a strong word, but I hate her. I hate her for what she did. She befriended all these people, and they thought they had a common bond in their fact that they survived that horrible thing or they lost somebody in the building. Turns out she wasn't even in this country when it happened.
Well,
I think there are people that would just beat her to death if they got their
hands. And some of the people said they were feeling bad about the way they felt and everything. And she was just so... You know, able to put everything behind her and move on.
Yes,
with her life.
She was able to put it behind her because it never happened.
I know.
What a story. So thanks to Colin, I guess, was the first person who mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then Peon told me about it.
So it's up on our Facebook page, right?
The whole documentary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I went to YouTube and I typed in The Woman Who Wasn't There, and it said, sorry, this is a purchase.
What?
It wouldn't let me watch it. So I just went to Google, typed it in, boom.
It linked you to another.
Yeah, linked me to another site, and I watched it. No, I know what I did. I went to Netflix and watched it. That's it. I went to Netflix, and there, up it came.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook.com/AMInThePM. You can watch it there.
The Woman Who Wasn't There. It's a great story, but I don't know that it really deserves an entire documentary because a lot of it is you want to get to the part where, and it was a reporter who started asking questions about, really, nobody, did she really work? She said she was in the lobby, but she also said she worked for Merrill Lynch. And then it took years before finally, and I don't think she even came forward as a survivor till 2 years after 9/11. Then all of a sudden she appears and said that she just had to go away. She couldn't deal with it. And now she's back.
And that family, that their son was the one with the red bandana that kept running in and out saving people, and he ultimately died. And then they asked her to be a speaker at one of his memorials. They did a memorial every year or something.
Yeah, because she claimed she encountered him running into the building.
Yeah.
What a scumbag. Now, here's my question. Why is she not in jail?
Because
it must be there was no money involved, there's no crime.
No, she didn't
lying
make any
is not
it.
A crime. No, lying is not a crime.
I mean,
nobody's ever gone to prison unless you lie to the IRS or lie under oath. You don't go to, and that's all she's really done.
Usually money is involved in a fraud, if you defraud somebody.
So she can walk the streets and live her life, and there's nothing anybody can do. But it seems that there ought to be. It seems that there ought to be a crime here.
Yeah.
But there's not. You know, if you pretend to be an officer, that's a crime. It's you're charged with impersonating an officer. She was impersonating a survivor of a tragedy, of a terrorist attack.
And if you watch it, and you see Rudy Giuliani sitting there talking to her and smiling and shaking her hand, and they're in Bloomberg, and they're all these dignitaries are sitting there talking to her about how strong she is and how brave and everything else.
And that's exactly what she wanted.
Like, oh, my goodness.
She wanted the spotlight, and she got it, and now for the rest of her life, she can't show her face to anybody who knows that story. I could have met her last week, and I wouldn't have known.
Did you see the part, the family, the dad and the mom of the guy with the red bandana that was running in and out? He said, I have some theories on this, and he said, and her looks... She does, and the wife goes, no, don't go there. He goes, no, I'm going there. He said she is not a good-looking woman.
Oh, no, she's not attractive at all. She's very unattractive.
Yes.
Very unattractive.
Yeah.
And maybe because she's gone her whole life, nobody looking at her or paying attention, this is her way. Wow.
She even had a counselor that kind of ran those meetings and stuff. They had him fooled.
The whole thing is just hard to believe. Now, be glad, if you like spam, be glad you're not in Hawaii, because you know the hurricanes are getting ready to, they're hammering.
Azella, I think, is...
Something like that. There's a run on spam. They love spam in Hawaii. We've talked about this before. Spam is huge in Hawaii.
Hey, Peon, you tried it now, didn't you?
Yes, I finally did.
But did you fry it?
Yes.
And you kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's tolerable.
It's good. Tolerable. I think it's better than tolerable. So the people in Hawaii, I mean, obviously stocking up on water and whatever, but they're clearing the shelves of spam. I guess you could live on spam for a couple of years. It's canned, so, you know, it's not going to go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it. And the one time I went to Maui, I noticed the McDonald's. they have
spam sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The breakfast sandwiches have spam on them. Spam burgers, yeah.
This is the last time that they had a hit like this by hurricanes, it's only happened three times since 1950. So can you imagine, and you know there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people right now, that vacation, we are finally going to Hawaii. And they're there now, and they planned for years, paradise, and they've never been before. They're in their 50s or 60s, their dream trip, and there's a hurricane, multiple hurricanes hitting.
And how many times has that happened to Hawaii? I don't know.
We just said three since the 50s. Oh. Only three since the 50s.
Yeah, I saw some report. They expect like 5 to 8 inches of rain in some parts. And
that's like last night on the way home from here. I think that was 5 to 8 inches of rain. Yeah.
Man, that was crazy.
Man, I left here last night, and I was 10 minutes from my house, and it was dry as a bone. I could see how black it was to the south, but the roads were dry, and I talked to Pian about this when I walked in because he cannot relate to this. My car was spotless. I had just polished it, wiped it. It was.
I saw you drive out of the park. Out of the garage.
I was in front of you.
Yeah,
clean, wasn't it?
Yep.
And I thought, oh, if I could just make it home before, I don't want hail to hit it. I don't want big branches landing on it. I didn't want to get it wet. Almost made it, but about 10 minutes before, it's like the bottom fell out. I couldn't see the hood of my car. I've never seen more rain since I drove through that tornado in Joplin. Remember when that tornado hit?
Oh, yeah.
My wife and I were actually driving through Joplin.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've seen that would come close to this. But I told Pian, I said, as soon as I got home, I walked in the door, put my bag down, grabbed my, it's a man-made synthetic chamois. It soaks up a lot of water. I completely wiped my car down. It was spotless and dry. I said, Pian, I'm sure you did the same
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never wiped his car in his life.
I know. He was hoping it would rain so it would wash.
That's
it.
My car wash. Yeah. I like when it rains.
Hey, let's get out. It's raining.
Just
dust off the car. Dirt off the car. Burke segment. Do we have any?
Yes, I have a couple.
All right, this would be soon to be a dad. Now, next Father's Day, you'll get a card because you'll be a dad by next Father's Day.
Yes, that is true.
Due date, December 20th. He and Angela expecting a boy. Pian Jr., we refer to him now because they won't reveal the name yet. Here now, Pian Jr.'s dad, Pian Sr.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this today. This story shocked me. We all remember. The company is still around, AOL. Everybody remembers AOL.
Yes.
Yep. I still have it as part of some of my usernames for things.
Right, yeah. They still provide email, you know, free email.
Now, they're the only ones that had the, you've got mail, right? That was AOL.
Oh, yeah, you dial.
Dial
in.
I always liked that, though. I always liked it. You've got mail.
Yeah.
If you were to guess, how many people still use AOL?
I bet it's a big...
dial-up service.
Dial-up.
I'm going to say it's in the tens of thousands, like 20,000.
How about 2.3 million?
I was going to say.
2.3 million people still pay an average of about $21 a month for dial-up.
Wow.
Now, I'm assuming that's...
I didn't even know you paid for dial-up.
You still have to pay to facilitate, even though you're using your own phone line.
Money that generates.
It's one of their big that's how they're still making most of their profits.
How many people?
2.3 million. So $20 a piece, that's, 20 something.
$40 million yeah. A month.
Yes. So that's, that's still how they're making the majority of their profits. And you hope it's people that... You hope that people aren't paying that are in an area that has access to
I promise you there are older people who don't even know there's another way.
Because you can probably get for the close to the same price you could get broadband service.
No, I'm telling you, older people, nobody has ever come to them and said, Grandma,
you don't have to
do that. Do you remember the story my mother-in-law was still paying? I got a hold of her phone bill just a few years ago. And I was looking at her phone bill. It's after my father-in-law passed away, so we're just going through stuff. And I noticed a rental charge for her kitchen wall phone
from
AT&T. She'd had the phone for 30 years.
Ooh.
And
the
they're still
fee.
Charging like $5 a month phone rental. The entire phone you could buy in any store for $10.
Yeah.
And I called, and I said, this ends. Stop! How do we stop the billing? They said, I'll never forget this.
You have to
bring the phone in.
You don't own it.
A phone that is absolutely worthless. The old beige wall phone with a long cord on it. It wasn't a touchpad. Before they would stop the billing, they made me take it in.
But you're just renting it.
They should have said, throw it in the trash. We'll stop the billing. Same kind of thing. I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly. So... thankfully, it's shrinking, I think, it's down 245,000 from the same time last year and 84,000 from the last quarter, so hopefully it'll shrink eventually. But, yeah, I mean, that's how they're still making most of their money.
That's a considerable income, $40 million a month.
Yeah, I'll say.
I bet they dread, what are they going to do to replace that money?
The next thing I have, I saw this story, and I wasn't going to mention it, but then I started seeing it more and more places. So I thought I'd mention it, but I have to preface this by saying I don't know if there's any validity to this account that this person has made. There's a chain of stores. I think we have four or five in the area that sells a certain label of wine, very cheap. I think most people would probably know that by that description. But somebody has said there's a reason why that wine is so cheap. You know, it's called, you know, $2 Chuck at certain places. I don't think that's a, I think that's a standard name across the country, right, for wines that are around that.
No, that's for Charles Shaw. $2 Chuck is Charles Shaw.
Is that, okay.
It's Charles Shaw. It's $2 a bottle. They call it $2 Chuck because it's Charles.
Well, I'm not saying it's that, but it's that kind of, kind of wine. They're saying this wine company is owned by a big wine person who bought this label not too long ago, and he owns a bunch of, I think there's 35,000 acres of land in a certain part of California. And the reason why this wine is so cheap is all these vineyards are machine farmed. So it's not people hand, you know, you think of a vineyard, people hand picking grapes and looking for the ripe ones.
Yeah,
and
I
things
still think
like
of
that.
Them stomping them.
Yeah. You know. Well, apparently this company uses machines to feed, you know, farm the fields, and the machines just grab everything off the vines, whether it's ripe grapes,
good grape, bad grape,
rotten grapes, right. And then in this article it mentions it also will grab any animals or birds that are on the vines, throws it all in this sorter, you know, all in the bin on this machine, and it never gets sorted. It just all gets dumped right into the I guess mechanical
and,
squasher
and squeezed. So you're squeezing little animals. You're squeezing the guts out of little animals.
I don't know if this is a person claiming that they know this how this is done. And so, yeah, it's all squeezed and fermented down, whatever was in this bin.
I don't want the red wine.
And then they say if you were to, you know, after it's fermented and, you know, able to be, if you were to drink it just as it came like that, you would never be able to, it wouldn't be palatable. But they add sugar. You know, fermented grape juice and everything to make it taste all right. So, yeah, this is what this person is claiming about. So they're saying maybe you want to spend just maybe a couple dollars more
now,
on your...
Now, I'll tell you why I think it has to be true. This guy would be sued. Does he mention the wine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he mentions the wine. He mentions the owner.
Is it Charles Shaw? Is that the wine?
It is the wine.
Well, yeah. This guy would be sued. He'd never be able to eat again. They'd clean him out if that weren't true.
And it's owned by Fred Franzia.
The wine in the box.
The box wine guy. So yeah. Apparently he bought this label, you know, years ago, not too long ago. But and they say he bought this 35,000 acres of vineyards in a not really great part of California, where it's not really the best place to grow grapes. And this is the process that he uses and why it's so cheap and everything, because it's all just machine made and things like that. So well, I saw this everywhere.
You
today.
Also have to factor in here that it's a pretty good wine. And remember, it won.
There oh, right. Yeah, that's what
major competition. And the wine snoots were furious when they found out that the one that, that they gave second place to or something was this Charles Shaw. $2. So, $2 a bottle.
Yes.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's I've seen that a lot of, you know, it's been all over the internet today. So, and the last thing I have, we've been, Americans get accused of being lazy all the time in most other parts of the world.
Yeah, I am lazy.
This is one more, this is going to add more fuel to the fire. There's these group of five teenage friends, and they thought, you know, nowadays, you can order pizza through different, you know, you can go online and order pizza, but it's just not easy enough to order pizza online. So they've created an app where the first time you set up the app, you put in what pizza location you want, you put in all your, you know, credit card information, you know, debit card, whatever, and how much you want to tip. So every time then, when you want a pizza, you just hit one button.
And it already knows the kind of pizza.
It already knows. Well, yeah. For right now, you can only choose cheese or pepperoni. That's their only choice.
Once you
set all that up the first time.
In your account. All you do is touch it, and boom, they know you want a pepperoni pizza. They charge it to you, and it comes to your house.
And it's tipped, and everything's done. So, yeah.
That's the one thing I will say was exhausting, is having to pick up a phone and call to have somebody bring you a pizza. That's time consuming.
All the major companies have their own apps now where, I mean, you still have to go through the menu, pick what you want, put in your information, but not anymore.
Thank goodness.
It can be just one through one button now. So,
and that's it for your...
That was all I had.
We will have part two of the Burke segment after we chat with this guy. Is this John?
Yes.
I don't see a name on the screen.
Yes, it is.
John, how are you?
I'm Frank. I'm great.
No, you're
Frank.
Not Frank.
You?
I'm Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Mike Evans drinks during his segment. You don't drink.
I do. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Oh, we'll have to mention that wine story to Mike. See if he, because he's a big. That's one of his pleasures in life.
How about this weather today, huh?
Yeah. This is the kind. This duck hunters love this kind of weather.
Except it's a little.
You almost needed to be a duck last night going home. Wow.
Yep, I'm telling you what, boy, it is a ducky day. A little warm, but it hasn't rained like this in a long time.
I like a rainy day. I enjoy it. I sleep through storms.
I love a rainy night.
I kind of, Eddie Rabbit, yes. Good song. I do. As long as there's not a lot of heavy driving wind damaging things. If it's just rain, heavy rain, a shower, even lightning, thunder. I like it. I've always liked it. I don't want it every day. I don't live in Seattle. But every once in a while, it's kind of nice.
So did you sleep in this morning?
I sleep in every morning.
What? 8:30?
I usually sleep till the earliest I get up is 7:30. The latest would be 9 o'clock.
Okay. Not bad.
Usually about 8. And that's late. That is late. That's later than I should get
up. I'm up early.
But for 15 years of my life, I got up at 4:30. 15 years. And when I didn't have to do that anymore, whew, I was glad. I did not like that.
Did it take you a while to get over that after waking up?
No, I got over it the next day.
That's great.
And I remember the guy I worked with on the air when I started doing it. He said, I drag myself in. I go, I can't believe I have a 4:30. It's dark. Nobody's on the road. He goes, oh, you'll get used to it. You'll see. You'll get so used to it that when you don't do it anymore, you'll automatically pop up at 4:30. He was wrong.
Yeah.
He was wrong. I never got used to it, and especially in the winter. The only good thing about it when I worked in the mornings is I would leave the house about 5 o'clock. And on a heavy snow night, mine were the first tracks on the road. And I like that because I always had a 4x4. And it was so peaceful. And you could hear that crunching snow and nobody else was out. I like that part.
It's, that's interesting. You like?
I like being the first tracks in the snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you started sliding, you weren't going to really slide into anybody.
Yeah, you could do a loop in the highway and not hit
anybody. Not hit anybody. But I'm in the country, and there's no way to tell where the edges of the road, if it's heavy enough snow, you just have to guess between the trees.
Oh, that's a, yeah.
Shoot
or you'll
between
sink
the trees.
Down into...
Yeah, you're in the ditch.
You know, is it okay if we switch subjects? I really, even though we've been in many months of spring and summer, I still flinch when I start hearing about snow.
Well,
I mean, last December, January, and February were brutal.
No. You had a basement ruined with broken pipe. I had a basement
broken pipe, too.
And we're still putting it back together. Tonight is my friends who are coming to help me do this. One guy's very handy. It's Outdoors Ned. You know him. And he's bringing a buddy.
Guy.
Tonight, we're putting the toilet back in after the tile has been put down.
Now, that's an important piece of material.
Well, it's not easy to do. It's
especially at your house.
It's a low boy. What does
that mean?
What does that mean? Now, what does that mean? You know what it means? Full of S.H.
I think
saying
he means
you're full of
you BM a lot.
He's saying full of S.H. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I mean, I'm just sure that, it's probably, you've been without that toilet for how long?
It's one toilet. We have another toilet.
You're full of feces.
That's
what he's
saying. Your favorite one, the one in the basement.
No, we don't use it. Nobody's
done the kids off in the pool.
We don't use it.
If you don't use it, why are you putting it back?
Because it's a bathroom, and you don't finish a bathroom, put it back together, and leave a hole in the floor. And
what, do you leave the door locked? I mean, no one is allowed to use it? Or
no, it's just it. Boy, it's not. My son used to live in the basement. He doesn't live with us anymore. So it's a finished bedroom, bathroom.
You never use that bathroom.
No, I don't. There's no reason
to. No way.
No, there's no reason to.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you going to use this one now that it's all brand new?
I think I will, just because it's all been redone.
Yeah.
As soon as it's all finished, I'm going to go in there and just drop a big one.
I think John wants you to go down there and just leave the door open. And
Well, I didn't say that. Let me leave.
Well, if nobody's down there, why not?
Drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Have a few logs.
See, I wouldn't
All
say
right.
that. I wouldn't say
Oh,
that.
John always has to take it to that level.
Has to take it to that level. Yeah. We leave it at the Browns. He makes it the logs. But for as much of a nightmare as it was, when it's all done, You sit because it's carpet, new carpet's down now, and almost all the baseboard trim is back. The drywall's been done, painted. We're 85% of the way there. And you look around and go, okay, not I'm glad it flooded, but this is better than it was before. And it is because it's all new stuff. But
you know what I'm hearing?
It's taking forever.
You know what I'm hearing?
What?
Party.
No, no, you're not. Not my
party.
Not my,
oh man,
no. No, huh? We don't have parties.
Come on.
We do not have. We do not have parties.
Okay, you don't use your basement bathroom, and you don't have parties.
No.
Then why'd you redo the basement? Why just leave it the way it is?
Why not have a little
open house for a few of us? Emphasis on us. Maybe not.
Nah, I'll give that some thought. That's not really a party. That's having another couple over. That's not a party. Party to me, you got eight.
We can bring some of our friends.
Nah, I'm not. That's not my okay. Not my thing. I'm not a party person. I'm just okay. Sorry, just not.
God love you.
So what else is new?
It's just that you know what we've been really busy. Obviously, not so much this morning. And this morning, again, my hat's off to the Johnny Lawnoff Chevrolet service team, Bruce Weiner, Billy Lee, the whole crew. They're unbelievable. Tough times, very, very busy, and it doesn't help when it's pouring down rain and you're waiting on, many, many, many customers per hour. So I think we went through about four dozen donuts today.
Yeah.
Keep them fed. You keep them a little happier, okay? Get them, loaded with some Old Town donuts over there.
All plain glazed, or were there any of those chocolate-covered things in there?
We get it all. We get them all.
Oh, yeah.
Custard fill. Ooh, the chocolate-covered custard fill.
Keith over there is a big listener.
He's a big listener. Yeah. They have that Long John.
Yeah.
Bacon on top.
Bacon?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh I don't know about.
Maple donut.
Yeah. I don't know about this.
Bacon on
it's a cardiologist just dream. Yeah, just keep eating those things, you know? You know, artery cloggers. But, oh, my God, they're just, it's ridiculous. They're so good. It's like, oh.
That's a new one.
Great, it's not fair. It's not fair to little guys with a belly like mine. But I tell you what, it's all good. We've been busy, busy, busy. Thank you very much. Some more AIM and the PM listeners buying new cars, new trucks, pre-owned vehicles here from Johnny Lawnoff Chevrolet, and we appreciate it. They're just the best, and we have a great, great time with them. And, the majority of, like, huge numbers of the AM and the PM listening crowd, they come in, they buy. They don't mess around. They come in. It's not like, okay, we're going to shop you at four or five other places. They come in. We take great care of them.
And that's called loyalty.
We're going to make this decision now. Let's do this, and we're going to have a great time. And know that you're going to follow it up with some great, great, great service. 75 years we've been doing this. Thank my grandfather, Harry Lawnoff, and my awesome dad, John Lawnoff, Sr., who for some reason, 75 years ago, got out of the war and wanted to be a car dealer. So,
is that the first thing he did when he got out of the service?
He wanted to be a car dealer. A Kaiser Frazier was the first Lawnoff Motors.
And he was an Edsel dealer.
And he was an Edsel dealer. Chrysler Plymouth.
You said Edsel Deezer.
Yeah.
You said he was an Edsel Deezer. You're drinking, aren't you? This is the second defense. Started off, you start off saying, hi, I'm Frank.
Hey, listen, as long as you invite Mimi and I open to the open house that you're in your new basement, I can do whatever. You make fun of me all. Okay? I think I'll just reach out and call your wife and invite myself.
Edsel Deezer. Yeah.
Edsel.
And that's the true test.
Dealer.
If you could sell Edsels, you could sell anything, because that did not turn out to be a very popular car. And I still don't understand it, because I've seen them. I don't think they're that bad.
It was a mechanical. It was a push-button transmission.
And yeah.
Transmissions had a lot of issues. The engines had a lot of issues.
They were just ahead of their time, because Chrysler did it on Dodges years later in the 60s, and it worked out fine.
My grandpa thought, if Henry Ford was going to name a car after his son, it would have to be one of the greatest cars ever. And it wasn't. And then one weekend, my dad actually sold and delivered seven. That Monday or Tuesday,
wow,
there were like two executives from Ford down in his office going, what did you do? What was your advertising? What was your marketing? He goes, advertising, marketing. He goes, I'm starving to death. I had to sell these Edsels to put food on the table at home.
Now, do you remember who the guy was behind the design and creation of the Edsel?
McNamara?
Robert McNamara. Very good. You win.
What
does he win, Dan?
I don't know, but he was a Weezer and Deezer. Wheeler and Dealer.
That's not funny.
Okay.
It didn't even.
You know, was a good try, though. Good effort.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You won a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut.
L for effort there, Dan.
Thank you.
We are going to be open as late as your unbelievable listeners want to keep us here, and we can't wait to meet them. And those that have bought from us before that are now part of the Londoff family, repeat AM and the PM car buyers, truck buyers, can't thank you enough.
So. Pete and Repeat were sitting on the fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
The number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Not Landoff. L-O-N-D-O-F-F. Londoff.com. And that great internet team will be prepared to take care of you. It's a great way to start the process and get so much of the work done, and we can even deliver the vehicle out to you at your place of business or your home. Again, maybe especially if you just had your basement redone, we'd love to come and visit and bring your new car, your new vehicle from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. We will send, as we always do, we will send you some business.
All right. Thanks.
All right, John.
Be safe driving, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He said he was Frank, and he said his dad was an Edsel Deezer. He might have a couple in the after on a rainy day. It'd been a tough day. It'd be able. That's, I have no problem with that. Maybe one little, you know, toddy or whatever. What is a toddy?
I don't
hot
know.
Toddy.
Yeah, it's really a, it's actually a warm drink, right? But would Bailey's and coffee, is that a hot toddy or is it a specific drink? You're a former bartender. You should know.
I never made a hot toddy. I never had one ordered.
I guess that's not something anybody orders anymore.
No. How about a highball? Older people.
My father-in-law used to love highballs, and wasn't it just 7-Up and Canadian Club or something
like that?
Yeah. Or 7-7 and 7-Up.
How about a highball?
Yeah. No, that's what he would have at Christmas. He'd have
mixture
a
mixture of whiskey, boiling water, and sugar or honey.
Boiling water?
That's a hot toddy?
It's a hot toddy. The Irish version uses Irish whiskey, brown sugar, lemon slice with cloves and hot water.
Yeah, I don't know anything about whiskey. I mean, what's Irish whiskey? Is that different from like bourbon? I still don't get the whiskey thing. Scotch is whiskey and bourbon is whiskey, but they taste completely different.
Right.
Most bourbon comes from Kentucky or Tennessee.
Right.
Why is that? Can you make bourbon anywhere? Can you make bourbon in Minnesota?
Bourbon is,
because it's not about land like grapes or tobacco or coffee. It's just barrels and a process. I wonder how it came to be that Kentucky and Tennessee.
Bourbon's made primarily from corn. I'm guessing maybe.
And Scotch has no corn?
It's a malt whiskey or grain whiskey made in Scotland. That's Scotch.
Malt whiskey.
He pulls out a knife, you pull out a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone. Scotch. Or Scottish. Thank you so much. We'll investigate this. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and Dan will have his contribution. If he has one to the Berks, the phones are ringing. Dan, grab those calls, put them on hold. We'll talk when we come out of the break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep. Let's see how traffic looks. Had a little rain. Here's Tim Weiland.
DeVry University. At DeVry University, their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. Well, we've got an accident that's blocking a right lane at the end of the ramp from northbound 55 onto eastbound 255. Coming in on eastbound 70, there's a crash at Cave Springs. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is slow from Highway 370. Westbound drivers are slowing on westbound 70 between 170 and Cypress, and then to look at this accident, slow 94 out through Cave Springs. On westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Kings Highway through McCausland. We're a little heavy between 270 and Mason. Eastbound traffic slowing 141 through 270. And on northbound 55 in that right lane downtown, we're slow from the ramp of 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 slowing at Union Station. This report also brought to you by TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Friday morning, 14 on McGraw Live, we take a look inside the Secret Service with investigative journalist Ronald Kessler. The first class of Western Governors University graduates this weekend. The chancellor joins us in studio. ABC's David Blaustein reviews movies. Missy Slay previews Downtown Restaurant Week. And what will Kyle do this week? I'm Kelly Jackson. Join us for McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from chronic knee pain? Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants for a clinical research study for people with osteoarthritis of the knee. If you are between the ages of 35 and 85 and have been experiencing mild to moderate pain in one or both knees for at least 6 months, you may qualify to participate in a clinical trial testing an investigational topical spray medication. Qualified participants will receive study-related medication, x-rays, and medical exams at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea Mitzer Fixit. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Summer, the season of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family from Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, and Alumacraft at Inland Marine Boats. They offer full service, a comprehensive parts department, and boat storage if you need it. You get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you.
Hi, this is Dave Schnabel with Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart. With summer being in full swing, so are the deals at Inland Marine. We have a great selection of Bentley pontoons and are taking any reasonable deal on non-current Rangers and Monterey boats. So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to our showroom to see what boat's right for you. Remember, you only have 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. Ask for me or Jim Dooley, and as always, be careful out there on the water and have a great boating season.
hire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to DynaGreen. DynaGreenInfo.com for more information. Five easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. DynaGreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the DynaGreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen, or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a beautiful morning.
Wayne Newton.
That's it.
We have a couple of calls to grab. Let me quickly just remind you that if you don't have a really good reason to be banking where you bank, you can go where I was today. In fact, it was the stop I made before I came here. First Community Credit Union. Diana. Cute Diana was there. And she's the assistant manager of the Chesterfield Valley, not really a branch, it's actually the headquarters. And you're probably banking somewhere. I mean, I don't know too many people who don't bank, do some form of banking, you're checking or savings or car loan or something. So you're doing it somewhere. Why are you doing it there? And if you can't answer that, it's convenient. What's more convenient than 40 locations when most people don't really go in that often anyway? And if you have a telephone and a computer, one or the other or both, who cares? It's plenty convenient. First Community Credit Union. Bank is not in the name. It doesn't have the word bank in the name. But trust me, every banking service that you want is there. And I think you'll find that the level of service and the rates and everything about it, I think once you become a member, you'll see why so many people say this is the way banking ought to be. First Community Credit Union, there is a reason. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and they now have 40 locations. 40. First Community Credit Union. Is Doug?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the guy who's responsible for my back injury.
Still.
You'll never live that
one. You'll never. Doug Schaefler, Richmond Heights. You still with the police department?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, I want to tell the story again quickly. You're the guy that convinced me to get on the tube in Jamaica, pulled behind a boat. We hit a big wake, and that threw me up. I slammed down, herniated the disc, had to have surgery, and I'm still holding you responsible after all these years for that. So, Dan says you're going to tell us the difference between bourbon and scotch.
And whiskey.
Well, yeah, my wife had told me you guys were talking about, so I figured I'd call in. First of all, it's all whiskey. Whiskey is made from four different grains. It's corn, rye, wheat, and barley, or a combination of those, or single ones of those, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Bourbon is an American thing. It's made of at least 51% corn. It's generally got some malted barley in it and has either rye or wheat in it. Scotch is all malted barley. So it's just a single grain.
You said malted barley. That's what I've never understood. Somebody will say single malt scotch. What does that mean, single malt? What is that?
Malt, when you take barley and you want to malt it, you germinate, you make it grow. You fake it to growing, and you stop that growth process. So it basically opens it up.
Now, how do you know all this?
Well, I've got a dedication to, it's kind of a hobby. It's a dedication to whiskey and knowing more about it.
No, really, you know a lot more about this than most people. I didn't know if you ever worked in that business or if you just love scotch or, people
I've been a bourbon drinker for years. A friend of mine was a scotch drinker, and we got together. He taught me all about scotch, and we have actually started a whiskey club that we have, and we just explore different whiskeys. So, yeah, and it's a great little thing because, people, they try different foods and they look for the taste in foods. Well, we do the same thing with whiskey, and there are 1,000 different tastes in whiskey. You need to look for that one that suits you.
Now, in your opinion, what is the, if you wanted to give somebody a bottle of scotch for a gift, what's the best scotch? Give me the name. What's the best one?
The best one, depending on how much you want to spend, so let's say under $1,000, you're looking at a Macallan 25-year-old. It's a Highland single malt scotch, and you'll pay about $900.
Whoa!
Good.
Whoa! All right, best bourbon.
Best bourbon. Annually, there's a collection that comes out, and one of them is called George Stagg. Yeah. And it's about an 18- or 19-year-old bourbon, which is very old for a bourbon. You pay about $80 for the bottle. If you wait 2 weeks, it's all sold out after a couple of weeks. The price goes up to about $150 a bottle because you'll have to buy it from somebody else who bought it to make money.
Better than that $900 a bottle for that scotch.
That's true. Bourbon is cheaper than scotch because, really, bourbon ages more quickly than scotch. It's because the aging process, when it goes in the barrel, as the temperature outside skyrockets to 100 degrees and drops down to 30 degrees, that liquid, that whiskey, is being absorbed into the wood and released back into the barrel time after time after time.
Listen to this.
When you go to Scotland, the temperatures don't vary as much, so that aging process, that exchange from into the wood and out of the wood, doesn't happen as often or as much. So what might take you 4 or 5 years in Kentucky to age might take you 10 or 12 years in Scotland to age.
Did you say Scotland?
Yes.
He pulls a knife, you pull
a boy.
He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Thank you.
Universal symbol for Scotland.
Yeah, Sean Connery. Scotland. That's the trigger word. Doug, we have to go. Why don't you go on a trip with us again, you and your wife?
Oh, you know, I tried to talk her into this most recent one, but we have a son in college, and
no, you don't talk her into it.
I'm having to finance that.
You tell her you're going to do it. You don't talk her into anything.
Yeah,
this is what we're
going to
do. It's how I do it at home. This is what we're going to do, okay?
Yeah. Pack your bags.
Yeah, go work. That's what she'd say to him.
Yeah.
Pack your bags. Hey, Doug, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. From the Richmond Heights Police Department, Doug Shea. He knows a thing or two.
He does.
He really does. I know not a lot about windows. In fact, I don't know anything about windows, but I do know that I don't get, after all these years, any complaints from anybody who had Window World windows put in. In fact, I do get emails from people that say, it's incredible that for that kind of money, for $189 per window, you can get this quality window. You get a crew of people who really do know how to take the old windows out and put the new windows in and do it right, and there's no mess afterwards, and they're polite and courteous. They didn't expect that for $189, but that's what you get. You get a lifetime warranty, and the window has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. That is a bigger deal than most people realize. I've told you before, I went online and read a couple of articles about what's involved in getting that Good House. It's not easy, and you have to maintain it. Window World, the original $189 window and the largest selling replacement window in the United States. And locally owned and operated, by the way. WindowWorldSt.com. Don't go away.